Elo lahach lishna. According to the first lashon before, the amrit that you said, pligi, it's a machlekes even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, dishleim olaman diyom loy makfa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it said it's not likuva. Hamanu Rabbi Yehudi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that says the hagrol is not likuva. Elo, according to Rabbi Yanai. Elo loman diyom miyakfa. Rabbi Yanai said, according to everybody, the hagrol is likuva. Abizoy hamani. Who does the price go like? According to Rabbi Yanai, it's a theory with this price. It says clearly the hagrol is only a mitzvah. If you don't do it, you can still have a chatas and a lazozel. And here Rabbi Yanai said, no, it's likuva. And for the Gemara, Tana mitzvah laniach. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yanai learns that the price says it's a mitzvah, the hanoch is a mitzvah. And it's the first avoid of the hagrol to choose that the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box to choose La Hashem and La Zozel, that's likuva, that has to be done. And once he picks up whatever in his right hand, we know the right hand goes on the right sawyer, so automatically we know the right sawyer in front of him, that's going to be whatever came up in the right hand. Now there's a second mitzvah. After you pick it up in your hand, now you have to go and put it on top of the sawyer. So that's the B'yani is also moida. That's only the mitzvah, not likuva. So that's from this b'raisa. That's what the b'raisa says, it's the mitzvah, not likuva, it means the hanocha. The enechnami, the hagrola, to choose from the box, according to Rabbi Yanai, that's likuva according to everybody. Toshma, come on, bring another raya. Mitzvah lahagrol. There's a mitzvah. It's a good thing to do. It's a mitzvah to make hagrola, to choose from the box which one is Lashem, which one's Lazozel. Ule hisvados, and to say vidui also. Shrashi al soyer mishtalech kidesiv visvado love. There's a mitzvah to say vidui on the soyer mishtalech. What about lohigrol? Let's say the Kohen Gadol did not make the hagrol on Yom Kippur. He didn't choose from the box. He just by himself. He said this one should be lechatis, this one lazozum. For lo he is svada, and he didn't say vidu on the same shleich either. It's kosher. Still, it's kosher. Is the chura? Who does this price go like? V'chitaymit. So the kosher again is according to the first lashon before according to Rabbi Yanai. According to the first lashon, according to Rabbi Yanai, everybody holds hagrol is likuva. And here the price says clearly it's only a mitzvah. And it says clearly if you didn't do it, still it's kosher. Maybe you want to tell me, Hochinami here also, this b'raisa also means the same way. Lohaniach, this b'raisa is saying it's the mitzvah is the hanocha. That after you made the agrola, you choose which one is the right, which one is on the left hand, now putting it on the serim, that's only the mitzvah. For the Gemara, if you want to say that, aim is safer. Let's see the safe of this b'raisa. We have Shimon Oimer, Lohigro kosher. If you didn't make agrola, the animal, it's still kosher. You could choose which one's lachatis, which one's lazozum. But if you didn't make the vidui on the seyam eshtaleach lazozel, that's possible. Now, my lohigro, what does it mean if you didn't make that grol, it's kosher? Ilay maloy haniach, if you want to tell me, it means, just like you wanted to say until now, you'd after the Kohen Gadol picked it out with his two hands, he just didn't put it down on top of the serim, is nechlaud Reb Shimon sover, hagrol makva. It has to be then that Reb Shimon holds, hagrol is yemakiv. That's what you want to say. That lohigro just means he didn't put it down. Mashenke the agrol itself to choose that the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box. That is likuv. That's what you want to say. Of a zoy v'atani, we learned like this. Meis echad mehen. What's going to be if the two seirim, the two goats that set aside, one of them died? Mevi chaveroi shlei bagrola. What you could do is, whichever one is alive, let's say the one of Lazozel died, and the one lachat is still alive. So just bring another goat, and maybe a chaveres shleim bagrola. The second goat you bring, now you don't have to choose anymore, but since the first one, lachatas, is still alive, the second one automatically becomes now lazozel. Divi Rebbe Shimon. Go help Rebbe Shimon. Rashi. Vatanya, may second him. Liachar agrola. Diev shoroid lahagru. You can't make another agrola anymore. Elim kem yovi shnayim acherim. Unless you bring another two. V'yelach echol libra, one gets lost. K'neminu perik esheni shnei sirim. If you have to make a new hagrola, new choosing, you have to have two new ones. But only one died, you still have one left. And you don't want that one to be left to be lost. So the answer is, maybe echol min hashuk, tachas zeh shemeis. V'yechaveru shel zeh oimed, v'yein tzorch lahagrol. Yeah. So what do you see? You see according to Reb Shimon here, that you don't have to make hagrola. Because here it says, how do you bring the second animal here, the second sawyer? His first you had two, and one died. Now the second one you bring, just don't bring it. if you're going to tell me now likuva, according to Reb Shimon, hagrol is likuva, that metchila, you have to choose it from the girdle. What's the mitzvah? Just putting it on top of the soyer. But metchila to choose from the chalfe, to choose the lottery, that has to be done. So if one died, how can we say you bring a second one, which any one you want, with the agrola? There's no girl. Bishlem, if you can tell me it's not likuva, so it's good. Here you can't make a second one, because if you make a second agrola, you're going to lose out the first animal that's still alive, so we don't tell you to do a girl. But if you tell me now you just wanted to say this Bryce holds, that agrola is likuva, you have to make that agrola, you can't choose one without the girl. How come here Reb Shimon says, if one dies, the second one comes, just choose it? So Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon lo yoda my kamer rabbanan. It's not true. Rabbi Shimon treat that tell you as maybe it's not likuva, but Rabbi Shimon did not know what the rabbanan meant to say. So Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon lo yoda lo yodam Rashi lo higro dekama tanakama kosher lo heniachu. It's not true. That's the Tanakama says, if you don't make hagrol, it's still kosher. It doesn't mean you didn't make any lottery. Havada that hagrol is likuva. It just means if you chose the Lashem and Lazozel, you just didn't put them on top of the serum. Havad Ras the Pshat. Yerlam loyhigu the Kamatanakama kosher means loyhaniyahu. But the kasha look yarakasha. Heichi come Rabbi Shimon Allah. Loyhigu kosher I hagrola. Zuhanyanocha. Mashma di loyhel. Apostle Rabbi Shimon. Loytikshalok. You can't ask this for kasha. Loyhigu the Kamar Rabbi Shimon. Loyhigu mamish Kamar. Loihevi yoda the loihigro the kama tanakama anochu the koi lochi kama lohu Reb Shimon. In other words, Reb Shimon takavada means that the whole hagrola is not likuva, but the rabbanim before they meant the hagrola is likuva, just the anochu is not likuva, and Reb Shimon wasn't talking to the point to the rabbanim. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon lo yoda my kama rabbanim. Reb Shimon didn't know what the rabbanim meant to say. Lochi kama lohu. This is what Reb Shimon answered back to the rabbanim. That the Rabbanan first said that what, again, the price was, mitzvah lahagrul ulisvadis. Loy higrub loy yisvadis kosher. That's what the Rabbanan said. It's a mitzvah to make hagrolo, and it's a mitzvah to make vidui. If you don't do it, it's most kosher. Reb Shimon answered back and said like this, loy higrub kosher, that I'm asking to you. If you don't make hagrolo, it's like it's kosher. Of loy yisvadis posel, that I'm not asking to you. If you don't say vidui on the seyer mashtaleach, you should know it's posel. So what did Rabbi Shimon mean to say back to the Rabbanim? So must like this. V'achi kamalhu. This is what Rabbi Shimon meant to say back to the Rabbanim. I hagrola grola mamish karmisu. If you meant the Rabbanim to say that's the whole hagrola, you don't have to have, it's only a mitzvah, that's all it is. Yishno paligno aleichu v'chodem. I'm arguing on one thing. That what? That I'm asking to you. That the hagrola according to Rabbi Shimon is not likuvay. You don't need hagrola. You could choose by yourself which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozom. It's only a mitzvah to make the hagrola. So Reb Shimon says to Rabbanim, if you also meant to say that when you said hagrola is a mitzvah, you meant to say the whole hagrola, even choosing from the lottery box, is only a mitzvah, then I only argue on the vidui. You say what if you don't say vidui on Lazozom, still it's kosher? That's Reb Shimon says no. If you don't say vidui on Lazozom, for sure it's possible. Now, I hagrola the kamisli. But if when you said the word hagrola, I hagrola the kamisu, hainu hanocha, but if what you meant to say, what's only a mitzvah, is after you choose the two lotteries, now just to put them on top of the two goats, that's only a mitzvah, because you know, paligno alaycha matarti. Then Reb Shimon says, I argue both ways on you. Because Reb Shimon's shita for sure is that hagrola is not likuva. Because that was the second brisa that Reb Shimon said. In the case that first you chose a one lachatis and one lazozel, and then one of the two died. So Shimon says, what do we do now? If the one lachatis is still alive, all you have to do is take another goat, what you want, any one you want, and make it lazozel. Either there's no new hagrola, so you see, according to Reb Shimon, you do not need hagrola. So that's for sure Reb Shimon shita. Reb Shimon holds the hagrola is only the mitzvah, not likuva. And what is Chandra Rabbonin? Reb Shimon was mesufik what the Rabbanim meant to say. If they meant to say the whole thing is a mitzvah, I'm asking to you. But if you mean to say hagrol is likuva, just anoch is lemitzvah, then I'll argue on you both ways. Petarti. Toshima, coming another raya. Par makiv, es ha-soyer. The par is makiv the soyer. Rashi, par makiv the soyer. Im hiktim achas min havoide shel soyer ha-mucheres. L'shel par. In the Seidah Psukim it says, First the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur brings his par, and then he goes to bring the Soyer. That's to say that worm. Now let's say he mixed around and first did the Soyer and then he did the par. His halacha is v'yosa kodim the par is a pash royally kodim loy makfoy upoisloy. Yishno becomes possible. The ain't oil, it's no good. V'sorok lachzol asoisoy liachra par. You have to do it over again after the par. V'seder abu desayu kachi. This is the seder how you're supposed to do it. That the pash is betchilos mitzvadei apar. First thing the Kohen Gadol says his vidui on his par. Vidu rishon. V'yachakach magrol ala soyer. And then you choose the two garolos to know which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozon. V'yachakach mitzvad ala par vidu sheni. Then he goes back to his own par and he says a second time, vidui. V'shochetu, and he makes a shchita. O machnes kafo machta. And then he brings in the kafo machta into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Keteris. V'nois nesek teres aloesh. V'nois se midama par ala kaparis. V'yachakach shirt nesek soyer. And after he finishes with the whole avodah of the par, now we first come to the soyer. V'noisim imenu ala kaparis. He makes his rika on the kaparis. V'yachakach noisim medama par ala proiches. Then he goes back to his par and puts it on the proiches. V'yachakach medama soyer. And then he also puts the medama soyer on the proiches. V'yachakach mariv domim. Then he mixes the two dams, the dam with the par and the dam soyer together. V'noisim amazvech apnimi. Then he puts it on the mazvech apnim. That's the seder advarim. So first the par, then the soyer, then the par, then the soyer, then together. This was the seder advarim. Now let's say he mixed it up. He did one before the other. So again, toshima, par makiv is a soyer. If the par is makiv the soyer, or if the soyer ain't makiv is a par. The gate to the soyer is not makiv. Rashi avla soyer ain't a makiv is a par. That means imhitim avoidus a par. If you did the avoidus a par before you're supposed to do the soyer, it doesn't pass with the soyer. The soyer was still kosher. So, you're supposed to do the par, then the soyer, then the par. Let's say before you're supposed to do the second avoidance of the par, you did the soyer. You switched it around. So the soyer does not pass on the par. The par is still kosher. If you did the par before the soyer, you did the wrong way, the soyer does not pass on the par. It's only the other way. If when you're doing the par and the soyer, you did the avodas soyer before the par passes the soyer. So the soyer becomes posel. But the par never becomes posel. Even though you changed around the avodas, the par is always kosher. The soyer, that becomes posel. What does that mean? If you bring the soyer before the par, then the soyer is no good. The soyer is posel. Ela soyer ain makiv as a par maninu. What does it mean that the soyer does not share the par? The par is always still kosher. Elaine, if you want to tell me, it means like this. Diaktim maton is the par. Vehechol. If you first made this rikas adam from the par and the hechol, makme maton is the soyer bifnim. Before you did the avoidus of the korban as soyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so b'zafetik mor, who could stiv buhu? Whatever is negates of the pnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, here the potik says, who could stiv kuva? If you do it the wrong way, it's possible. Elo lav yatatam means to say, the act of matonis, the par bifnim, you did the avoidance of the matonis of the par inside, mekame before hagrolam, before you did the agrolam. Now, umid the sidra loim akiv, since the seder, when the agrolam has to come, is not likuva, is a chura svaro, ikra agrolam nami loim akva. Who are then the ikra agrolam, the whole mitzvah is not likuva. It's just like you say, if you did the agrol itself the wrong place, the wrong time, it's okay, it's not likuva. So chura tesvara, if you don't do the whole agrol altogether, it's not likuva. It should also be kosher. So chura tekasher, get on the b'yanai. So my answer is low, that's not the pshat over here. Hatoya means here, the akhtir maton is the par, the mizbeach. You made this rikas of the dam of the par on the mizbeach. Makme maton is the story of the hechum. Before you put the matonos of the soyer in the hechel, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in the hechel. So the kids said, we're not talking about the agrola altogether. So you have no right from here if the agrola is lekuva, not lekuva. It could be like the machlokes before. It could be maybe it is lekuva. But here we're not talking about you didn't do the agrola. The agrola could be is lekuva. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, if this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the yom advor manasim a big day love and bachut loy makvei. He's even though these matonis the par b'mizbeach, and he did it before the matonis of the soyer b'heichol, even though the Kohen Gadol was wearing his big day lovin when he did these avoidus, But since these avoiders are not bifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they're only in the Heichel and outside, it goes according to a Yehudi Shita, it's not Rikuva. Even though the Pasuk says Chukah, Chukah doesn't only mean whatever you're doing when you wear the Bigdei Lavin, but it also means it has to be inside Lefnim. It's only an avoider that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's Rikuva, you change around the Seder. But an avoider that was done outside is not Rikuva. That's what we're saying here. Even though you did the Soya before the Parapah, before the Soya, it's not always Rikuva. For the Morot, for the Matonas of the Pnim Ketoni, we're talking about those Matonas of the Pnim, we're talking about what's doing inside. So the Elchur Zichli Kuva. The Morot says, Elohamani Rabbi Shimon, he, we go across Rabbi Shimon, the Yomaha Grolalo Miyakfa. You have to answer true. You can't be talking about the Matonas, because it's talking about the Matonas of the Pnim. So you have to say the Seder that wasn't done right was the Hagrolo. So again, you have a Raya Hagrolo, not Likuva, and Mela goes across Rabbi Shimon Shita, that we prove already, Rabbi Shimon holds, the Agrol is not Likuva. The boy is saying, "Not a terror to the tail of the Rebbe Yehuda." When he decides, "I'm act for true," it goes according to Rebbe Yehuda, and we're talking about the Agrol. So you have a raya, even though you did the girl the wrong time, still it's kosher. But I tell you, there's no raya, even though the seder when you did the Agrol is not Likuva, but it could be Agrol miyum yakfa. It could be, but if you don't do the Agrol altogether, if you don't choose from the girl, which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel? Stam, the Kohen Gadol himself wants to say, could be that's Likuva, that's possum. Even though the Seder, you do it the wrong time, is kosher, but I call upon him, you're doing the Agrola. If you don't do the Agrola altogether, that's worse, that could be Likuva. And Biyoz Latamayo, this goes Latamayo, Rashi Apluktum, to Lo Yisvadi Koi. This is going on what we learned before. There was another Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbonin. That Rabbonin said, Vidui on the story HaMashtalech is not Likuva. And Rabbi Shimon said, yes. If you don't do vidui on the same mashtaleach, that's likuva. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding that mem. We'll start again just a little bit from before. We got to the bottom. We'll start again in the middle. Toshima. Toshima again. That the shalor again is the mitzvah from Hagrolo. That you have to choose the two serum, which is Lashem, which is Lazozel, is it Likuva or not, that you have to choose from a girl, or else not, it's enough just the Kohen Gadol could say, I want this one to be a Lashem, and this one should be Lazozel. That was the Machlokes. So Toshima, Par Makiv es HaSoyer. The avoidance of the Par, it say there is Makiv the Soyer. In other words, if you do this Soyer before the Par, so the Soyer is puzzled. That's the Locha, the Par stops the Soyer from being kosher. Mashenka, the opposite way, no. The soyer ain't makiv es apar. If for some reason you do it avoidus soyer before you do the avoidus apar, the par is still kosher. The soyer is not makiv es apar. Only the par makes the soyer to be posel, but the soyer does not make the par to be posel. But matonis shebefnim. Now we're talking about doing the matonis, some type of zrika that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside befnim. Now, bishleim, you understand. Par makiv es ha-soyer. What does it mean that the mitzvah of the par is makiv the soyer? That means the akadme le soyer. If you're going to do the avoider for the soyer, mekame par before the par, lo yovriv leklum. It's possible. That soyer is possible. A soyer is only kosher if you do it to say that the way it's supposed to be done. But if you do it before the par is makiv that the soyer is possible. And we saw yesterday Rashi said the say the avoiders. At the first line of the big, of the wider lines in Rashi. Rashi says, the Kachi Bepashim. The Seder Abedos and Kachi, this is the Seder again. We have, Bepashis, Betchila Mesvada Yalapar, Vidur Rishon, Vyachakach Magril Ala Soyer, and then he does the Agrola for the Soyer. Vyachakach Mesvada Alapar Vidur Sheni, Vishochatoi, Omach Niskav, Omach Tabnesna Zakhtaris, then he does the Khtaris, Aloish, then Venoise Midama Par Ala Kaporis, then he makes his weakest down for the Par, the Yachakach Shrechid es HaSoyer, and secondly, then he does the Soyer, the Noisim Emmanuel HaKaporis, he makes his Zrik on the Kaporis, the Yachakach Noisim Midama Par Al HaProichis, the Yachakach Maten HaSoyer, Midama Soyer on the Proichis, the Yachakach Mariv Domim, the Noisim Al Mazbech Vapnimi. This is the Seder, how they did on Yom Kippur, between the Par, the Kohen Gadol's own Par, and the Soyer, which was a Chatis, for the Korban Tzibur. So the Seder went back and forth. So Mela says here, if you do this soya the wrong time, you do this soya before the par, so the par is makiv, says that the soya is possible. You have to do the soya over again. Zvaita. El soyer ain't makiv es apar minu. What does that mean, that the soyer is not makiv the par? That means even if you do the par before the soyer, still the par is kosher. Elaim, if you want to tell me, di aktim matonis the par behechel. If you do this rikas dam in the hechel from the par, mikami matonis the soyer bifnim, before you did the avoidus, this rikas of the soyer on the pnim inside, and still it's kosher, you want to tell me, for the more name, chukik sibhu, has anything that's done inside the pnim, the Torah says chukik likuva? So you can't tell me now that if you did the avoidus, this rikis, the wrong way, it's still kosher. The Torah says chukka. That what has to be done bifnim has its seder. And if you don't do it the right seder, about it's possible. El olav, you have to tell me, we're talking about now the aktim matonis the par bifnim. You did the avoidus the par inside, mekame hagrolo. Before you did the mitzvah hagrola, now the hagrola is outside, so therefore it's not an avodas bifnim, therefore it's not likuva. So even though you're supposed to do it after the hagrola, but if you did it before the hagrola, we said the soyer is not makiv es apar, the par is still kosher. Now the diik is, omid sidra lemakva, since you see even if you do the hagrola too earlier, it's not likuva, it doesn't pass on, or b'zoyes es svari ikra hagrola namu lemakva. So it's a raya, the agrola is not such a kosher of a thing, and even if you don't choose from the agrola, still it's kosher. So for it's a raya, you see, you do not have to have the agrola. Even without doing agrola altogether, still the Kohen Gadol could say, Bapeh, I want this one to be Chatas Lashem, and I want this one to be Lazozel. So Mora says, Loi, that's not the pshat here. I tell you, the Aktim Matonis the Par b'Mizbeach, he made this Rikas Dama, the Par, on the Mizbeach, Mekame Matonis the Soyev Heichem. Before we did the avoidus of the soyer in the hechel, for Rabbi Yehudi, it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. The yom advorim anasim a big day loven bachutz loy makfi. So even though these rikas the Kohen Gadol did when he was wearing his big day loven, but since it's not an avoid bipnim inside the kodesh hakadoshim, it's only in the hechel. Therefore, it's not likuva. Therefore, it's not makif. For Rabbi Yehudi, that's not good enough. For be matonish bipnim katoni. Before it says something to do in the pnim. Something you're supposed to do inside, if you did the soyer before you did the avoidus of the par, still the par is kosher. Or else if you did the par, the avoidus of par before you did something about the soyer, still the par is kosher. Now we're talking about something to do bifnim. Eloi, somebody has to say, we have to tell about a song about the agrola, that you did the zrikas of the par before you did the agrola, even though it's supposed to be done afterwards. If you did it before, still it's kosher. So what's the pshat? So it's a raya that even though since you see that the seder of the hagrol, if you do it the wrong place, still it's kosher. It's a svar if you don't do it altogether, also it's kosher. So it's a raya to the man diyam before the Rabbi Yechonon that's not likuva, that the hagrol is not likuva. So Mor says no. Elohamani Reb Shimon. I tell you, goes according to Reb Shimon. This brayso. The yom hagrol loy makve in echnami. According to Reb Shimon, that we proved yesterday that Reb Shimon holds the whole mitzvah hagrol is only the mitzvah. And if you don't do it, it's not likuva, still it's kosher. For your boy, you say, another territory, I'll tell you, the Rebbe Yehudi. No, this brisa goes according to Rebbe Yehuda, that holds that the hagrola is likuva. And the chapter is like this. When the heed is sidra, lemak, for true. To say that when you did the hagrola, that's not likuva. It's even though you're supposed to do the hagrola first. And here you didn't do that, you did the dam apara first. But since you did the hagrola later, but a koponim was done, therefore it's kosher. But hagrola miyam yakva. But if you don't do the agrola altogether, that's worse than about it's possible. So by there's no raya from here. It could be if you don't do the agrola altogether, you can't make one soyer lashem and one soyer lazozel. It could only be chosen through the garolas. No, that it says here, the seder is not lekuva. True, the seder, which way you do it is okay. But if you don't do it altogether, then it's lekuva. Now the Gemara says, v'yozlo tamayu. They go according to Tamayu, so Rashi learns the bottom, Yozlo Tamayu, Aplukta de loy hisvadekoi. Before we had a machloikis, Tanakam and Reb Shimon, what's going to be if you're not misvade on the soil azozel? On the soil azozel, there's a mitzvah that Kohen Gadol is supposed to be misvade. What's going to be if it wasn't misvade? The Tanakam said it's kosher, and Reb Shimon said no, it's possible. So what's the machloikis told you? The Gemara says, Yozlo Tamayu. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Yamudcha.